Unit 5. Reading. Exercise 1.
Today, I'd like to give a short presentation on biomimicry. The word biomimicry comes from the Greek words bios, meaning life, and mimesis, meaning imitation. So, biomimicry is when we copy nature. It's a new word for an old idea. Nature inspired many historical developments in science and technology. For example, take Leonardo da Vinci. When he designed a wing for a flying machine, did he invent something new? No, he basically copied bat wings after studying their structure. Copying nature makes a lot of sense. The elegant designs of plants and animals can provide simple solutions for complex problems. So, when engineers needed to develop the most efficient shape for a high-speed train, they found inspiration in the shape of a kingfisher's beak. And when Mercedes-Benz was experimenting to find an aerodynamic shape for a car, they found that the anatomy of the yellow boxfish was surprisingly efficient. It's not only engineers who find practical solutions in nature. Architects, for example, saw how a pangolin's scales give it protection and also allow air to circulate around its body. Perfect technology for ventilating a big building. Sports scientists discovered that elite swimmers can improve their performance by wearing swimsuits which mimic the texture of shark skin. Another exciting branch of biomimicry is sometimes called zoobotics because it combines zoology and robotics. Scientists are researching how animals can be so strong, light, fast, and flexible, and they're using this information to design new robots. In the past, robots all looked like machines, but in the future, we'll see dragonfly drones, microbots as strong as ants, and underwater robots with the flexibility of an octopus. I'd like to conclude this presentation with a suggestion. We've got a lot to learn, but nature is a great teacher, so let's look around us for solutions. Sometimes the answer to our problems might be right in front of our eyes. Thank you for listening.